South Dakota Bankers Association Legislative Update, January 19, 2024. State of the State Address. Governor Kristi Noem kicked off the 99th South Dakota Legislative Session with her 6th State of the State Address on Tuesday, January 9, 2024. The governor strayed from customary State of the State remarks, where typical addresses centered around legislative priorities like strengthening the economy or job creation, and focused her remarks on the top 10 things that prove freedom works here. They are: number 10, freedom to keep and bear arms; number 9, freedom to enjoy the outdoors; number 8, freedom to farm and ranch; number 7, freedom to be secure; number 6, freedom for a second chance; number 5, freedom to be respected; number 4, freedom to learn; number 3, freedom to be healthy; number 2, freedom for life; and number 1, freedom to work. Embedded in her address were references to several initiatives we may see during this legislative session, such as ongoing recruitment of gun and ammunition businesses, ongoing access to public hunting opportunities for South Dakotans, repeal the expiration of reduction in gross receipts and use tax rates, securing agricultural land from foreign adversaries, advancing new prison facilities for both men and women, relationship building with the tribal communities, and legislation clarifying anti-Semitism as an unfair or discriminatory practice, greater support of South Dakota's educators, greater EMS access to all South Dakotans, rural or urban, care programs for moms and babies before birth and after, and career opportunities for all South Dakotans. After the second week, or day 8, of this legislative session, there have been 230 bills filed, an increase of 60 bills from last week, with many more expected to be filed prior to January 25, which is the last day for unlimited bills to be introduced. Currently, we have not viewed any legislation that is unfavorable to the banking industry. However, we do anticipate some bills to be filed in the coming weeks. An update on legislative news. As is typically the case, the first group of bills introduced in 2024 consists primarily of legislation introduced on behalf of the executive branch, state agencies, constitutional offices, and the interim legislative committees. We will continue to stay abreast of other relevant banking bills as they come. Below is a snapshot of the bills we are currently tracking. House Bill 1118, an act to revise unclaimed property provisions. This bill was recently introduced by Representative Tony Van Huysen, District 13 Republican, to require all operational expenses for unclaimed property to be paid from the general appropriations in the General Appropriations Act. The SDBA will continue to monitor. Senate Bill 38, an act to amend the amount a merchant or place of business may assess against return checks. This bill was introduced by Senator Michael Roll, District 1, Republican, that allows a merchant or place of business to post a notice stating that a fee will be assessed against return checks. The change to the statute increases the fee from $40 to $60. This bill passed the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee with a 9-0 vote and subsequently passed out of the Senate 29-0. This measure has received its first reading in the House Commerce and Energy Committee, and the SDBA will continue to monitor. Senate Bill 58, an act to revise provisions regarding money transmission. This bill had its first reading in the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee and was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation at the request of the Director of Banking. This is a repeal and replace bill to remove inefficiencies from the process of licensing and supervision of money transmitters. It implements a model law developed between the state and the industry to achieve a higher degree of coordination between states. Banks remain exempt under this model language. The SDBA will continue to monitor. We anticipate more banking-related bills to share in the weeks ahead. This summary concludes week 2 of the 99th Legislative Session in Pierre. To learn more and remain engaged about the 2024 Legislative Session, visit the LRC webpage at sdlegislature.gov. The legislature provides live and archived audio of committee hearings plus Senate and House floor debates. To access both the live audio feed and archived audio files, visit sd.net. For specific calls to action and to effectively send an email to a specific senator or representative, go to https://sdlegislature.gov/legislators/contacts/69 and click on a legislator's email address. Legislators are inundated with emails, so make sure your voice is heard. Not only contact legislators who represent your district and note you're one of their constituents. There is a link here to find your district number and the names of the legislator from your district. We hope you can join us on February 14 in Pierre for the 2024 SDBA State Legislative Day. Go to sdba.com and register today. Have a great week.